Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The majority of Egyptians are Muslims, respecting Islam. And the minority has its rights reserved even by Islam. They are citizens. We are calling for a civil state, democratic state, which respect religion, respect all religions, and give all the citizens equal rights and duties.
That's Essam El Arian, one of the senior leaders of the Muslim Brotherhood, talking about how the majority of Egyptians want a civil and democratic state. We have always heard that Egypt is a democracy, but how do you have a president for life? He's been there for 30 years, Mubarak. Time for him to go. Yet another way of focusing on the situation in Egypt. Hillary Clinton has underscored some of the reasons that we have supported Egypt's Mubarak in the past. There are a lot of talk radio hosts that are analyzing this. A lot of people calling a lot of talk radio programs, so we'll put them all together. Some of the foreign affairs analysts that have appeared on television as well, we've heard all of that. But yet, movement to drive Mubarak out, fueled by deep frustration with an autocratic regime. Most of the people, if you look around, who are supporting, you look at the faces, even though the fellow who seems to be sort of the agitator is an older gentleman, but most of the people are educated and younger. I was listening to a fellow who was very fluent in English be interviewed by one of the news people that are over there, and he said, "We're not going anywhere until Mubarak leaves." He was a 27-year-old aviation engineer that works in Cairo. So we're going to try to put the situation in Egypt together as it continues to dominate a lot of our conversations on the radio, left and right, talk television as well. We will start this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with a trip to Mike Slater's California radio program. Here he talks to ABC's Ann Compton about the White House position on Egypt and the Muslim Brotherhood.
Now we can go to the chief White House correspondent for ABC News, Ann Compton. Ann, good morning. How was your weekend?
Hey, good morning from the White House, where they're kind of trying to refine their position on Egypt, but they don't really know what's going to happen next. Over the said that there has to be an transition of government in Egypt. Doesn't sound like they believe that Hosni Mubarak is going to survive this.
Now, the people protesting in the streets, this has been going on for 6 days now, 5-6 days. Who are these people? Are these just regular people, or are they Muslim Brotherhood? Are they a terrorist organization? Who are the people who are just in the streets protesting?
Muslim Brotherhood is another political party, which, again, has been repressed over the years, and it may be the largest kind of organized party out there. But here's why the U.S. is fearful of that group. It would bring religious Islamic law into the government. What the U.S. has always respected is a government of Egypt or of Turkey, a perfect example of a Muslim state, but it is a secular, non-religious government and non-religious laws, unlike Iran at the moment. So the Muslim Brotherhood is one better organized group, but nobody really has the foothold to take over at this point. So there really isn't any organized political opposition among those who are on the streets. These are people who have basically been tired of the economic deprivation, the political freedom to speak, the onerous laws that have been on them for the last years, and they finally took things into their own hand. I wonder how much the effect that last month when Tunisia, a smaller, much less significant country in the region, its dictator of many years was driven out with street protests, whether this is the kind of spark that could then...
Congratulations on, I'm saying this personally for myself, you guys taking it up and challenging the president. I think the president may just meet you halfway. And if so, a lot of our long-term structural debt problems will be taken care of.
Coming up, more on the efforts to cut spending, fix the budget, and avoid the shutdown. All three of those as the Talk Radio Review continues.
Hear that? That's the sound of one driver. Now, hear that? That's the sound of 40 million drivers. That's how many drivers choose State Farm Insurance. Why do more people choose State Farm? Could everyone please jingle their car keys? Sounds like the jingle of money. Money they're saving from all those State Farm discounts. Want State Farm to find you discounts up to 40%? Go to discountdoublecheck.com and see what you could save. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
Are you in sales, or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are, it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if, with one phone call, you could actually get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie from InfoGroup, America's leading provider of sales leads, plus money-making email and direct mail solutions. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads you need. And right now, they'll give you a free trial just for calling.
Call Sales Genie at 1-800-941-9293 and get your free trial. Call 1-800-941-9293. 1-800-941-9293. Again, that's 1-800-941-9293.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Can you get long-lasting pain relief without taking pills all day?
Yes, with Thermacare heat wraps.
I was surprised. I got real relief without pills.
I could actually feel the real heat of Thermacare relax and unlock my tight muscles.
Over 8 hours, Thermacare is more effective for back pain than the maximum dose of acetaminophen, the medicine in Tylenol.
No pills, no pain, just relief.
Try Thermacare heat wraps. Go to Thermacare.com for a $3 off coupon now. Use as directed.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last 6 times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Spending cuts, the budget, and the possibility of a government shutdown all in the focus on this part of our countdown. In Ohio, host Brian Thomas talked to Congressman Steve Chabot about the people in Congress, mostly Democrats, that seem to be in favor of a government shutdown.
How is it that Mr. Reid or any other Democrat thinks they're actually going to get some advantage by a government shutdown this time?
Well, I think they are looking back to 1995, 96 and thinking, well, they, at least in the PR war, probably won, although ultimately the fact that a number of us were willing to dig our heels in did get us to a balanced budget, and we had the first balanced budget in a generation, at least for 4 years. But one thing that's different is just, as you mentioned, Brian, how much worse the problem is now. Back then, I checked this the other day, and the deficit for a year back then was $164 billion, which is a lot of money, but we're now $1.5 trillion. Yeah. So basically that's 10 times worse now than it was back then.
In 1 year.
Yes, in 1 year. That's 1 year, $164
right.
billion versus $1.5 trillion now, and over, you know, $14.5 trillion almost now over all our national debt. So it literally is an existential issue now. You've got the economy that literally could tip over, and China no longer buy our debt and the markets crash. I mean, that's what we got facing us if we don't get serious about it.
And you point out one reason why it's not 1995. The debt situation is radically different. But what else has changed? The awareness of the problem is a consequence of more outlets, people's talking about it. You have internet much more so prevalent than you did a decade or so ago. I mean, we really are in different times. More people are aware of the long-term problems and the lack of cash, whether it's for entitlement programs or in the form of deficit. That's another reason why I believe Republicans are going to end up winning the day on this one.
Well, I think that's right. And we also had basically one news source back in those days, and it was the mainstream press.
Yeah.
Now people have multiple ways of getting to the truth. And you know, you've got talk radio, you've got Fox News, you've got the Weekly Standard. We've got all kinds of alternative sources, and those alternatives are more and more becoming the mainstream now. So the American people aren't just going to be getting the kind of liberal pro-government point of view that they did back in the mid-90s. Now they're going to get all sides, and they're going to come to their own conclusions.
Talk host Steve Gill now here focused on the passage of the extension of this bill. What's likely to happen 2 weeks from now when we're looking at the same kind of a deal?
The Republicans and the Democrats have agreed to cut $4 billion from a $3.5 trillion budget, and that's going to buy 2 more weeks of operating the government. Well, I mean, it's the Republicans are saying, you know, look, if you'll cut $4 billion, we'll keep the government running for another 2 weeks while we negotiate the next deal. So for a $4 billion cut, the budget deal moves ahead. Now, the Republicans are wanting to cut about $61 billion in spending. And this $4 billion was just, you know, sort of a down payment on the additional spending cuts that they want. And 2 weeks from now, when the government's faced with shutting down again, they're going to come back and say, okay, here's another $4 to $6 billion that we want cut to buy a little bit more time to negotiate this deal. The Republican strategy is clearly to incrementally cut when they recognize the Democrats are squeaking and screaming over $4 billion cuts in a $3.5 trillion budget. Of course, the mainstream media, the Associated Press, others calling this a slash in the budget. Republicans slash the budget, $4 billion. And you're going to get Democrats running around screaming, they're hurting old people. They're cutting Social Security. Children will starve. They'll be uneducated. Hey, last time I checked in Wisconsin public schools, 66% of eighth graders can't read. It seems to me that even with the Democrats running the schools, the kids aren't learning. Closing them down might not be any worse. I suspect that the 33% of kids that do know how to read are probably learning to read from their parents, not from the teachers at the schools. So, you know, this chaos and catastrophe that the Democrats will pledge will happen if we cut just $4 billion from the $3.5 trillion budget, not likely to be anything that comes to fruition.
These talk radio callers don't think the extension is going to do any good at all.
These people that continue to vote Republicans continue to vote against their own interests. The Republican is for the rich and the rich only. These people calling in getting Social Security and voting Republican, that's government entitlement. Do they know what government entitlement is? Why do they continue to vote Republican and the Republicans don't help them?
This has set us back. This whole situation now of no common sense is going to set us back 100 years. It's just we need revenue. We need to have the government stop giving money to the oil companies with their stipends or whatever you call it, to the corporate farmers. And we need revenue. We need revenue from income tax, paychecks for the working man. We need revenue from that terrible concession that Barack Obama allowed the Republicans to, prolong the tax cuts for the rich. We need revenue. And I just don't see it coming. Everybody's so scared of being socialist or communist. This silliness. How about joblessness?
You'll find out more about this and many of the other topics on the Countdown Show. Just visit the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com.
Hello, folks. This is Steve Shank. This week, we introduced a new product from eFoods Direct, corn chowder. And let me tell you, its homemade flavor is absolutely amazing. You know eFoods. We've brought you the best food on the planet for years. As you know, we pioneered a line of quick-fix meals that are super easy to fix. Obviously, winter is upon us. You can save 20% on the wonderful soup and bakery special. It's a lot of food for less than a dollar a serving. It includes the new corn chowder I told you about and the other wonderful soups. It also includes the delicious cornbread muffins and buttermilk biscuits to go with the soup. So you have great food you can serve this winter or jumpstart your food savings account for the future. Saving 20%. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633 or on the web, eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding. It made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The countdown focused on what talk radio and talk television is focused on, the left and the right, and that includes the situation in Libya. CNN's Richard Roth talked about the UN decision to suspend Libya from the Human Rights Council.
The United Nations system continues to use its diplomatic arsenal on Colonel Gaddafi and his regime. Now, Libya is suspended from the Human Rights Council, which sits in Geneva. The vote was, in effect, unanimous inside the General Assembly Hall, and many ambassadors, including the Secretary General, feel a strong message has once again been sent to Gaddafi.
We had just a historic session in the General Assembly when all members unanimously agreed to the suspension of Libya's membership from the Human Rights Council. This is the first time that either the Human Rights Council or its predecessor, the Human Rights Commission, have suspended any member state for gross violations of human rights.
The French ambassador called it a historic vote, gathering support from countries which usually don't band together. Thus, the level of concern here at the UN regarding developments in the streets in Libya.
It's not going to change the situation on the ground. We do know it, but we are sending, I think, a message that, again, to the dictators, they are not entitled to shoot at their own people.
Once again, the focus at the United Nations remains holding Colonel Gaddafi and his aides accountable. The trouble is, nothing seems to be moving the regime there.
Up next here, host Bob Davis talks with a couple of talk radio callers about what, if anything, the U.S. ought to be doing in Libya.
What should the United States do?
My point with this is that the UN is the one that gets paid to do this. They should actually step up and play their role.
And how would they do that?
Well, that's their job. I mean, everybody gets pissed off. You know, I'm in the military myself, but they get pissed off when we, you know, intervene in everybody else's battles around the world. And the UN, that's what, and NATO, that's what they're paid to do.
Well, NATO is the United States, you know, and our other allies. So this would be a NATO mission.
Right, part of it. I mean, we can be a part of it. I agree with that, but not the sole, like, you know, like we did with Iraq or Afghanistan. We took over, but now come join us.
Well, there were coalition countries involved in that.
Right. I agree with that. I'm just saying that, you know, we kind of stepped up and deployed the leader on that one.
My point is, if it's the UN, then it's going to be the United States because the UN doesn't have any assets to do anything with anyway.
But it's also got a world body that's not just our country, but other countries that should play a role.
So if Obama got the UN to say, yeah, let's do it, Would you support him doing this?
I would support it, but I would think that we shouldn't be the main player like we are in Iraq and Afghanistan. I think we should play a lesser role.
Okay, but who else?
Who else? You've got the Russians, you've got the Chinese, I don't know.
Do you want the Chinese in Libya?
I don't know.
Well, think about it. Think it through. Do you want, and as far as NATO countries, how many troops can Britain deploy to that region as well as Afghanistan? And what about France? How many, what are they going to do, given their history?
They've got soldiers. They've got, Afghanistan, Iraq.
How many soldiers do they have in Afghanistan? They got about, what, 500?
I don't know. I haven't been out there.
Okay.
There.
All right, Susan, thank you. I appreciate it. Not to badger Susan. It's just a question of thinking it through. If the UN says we should invade Libya, we're going to be the ones that have to do it. Because, believe me, France is not going to come up with enough troops. Britain can't deploy. I mean, these countries don't have the resources to deploy these troops. And I'm not saying we do either, given our budget situation. But I kind of feel like the White House is looking for something they can win. And they can stand tall and look tough. And Libya looks like something. Perhaps Libya looks like that to them. Doug from EGA, good morning.
Good morning, Bob. Barack Obama might think he could win in Libya, but given his stature in the world and the Russian stance, and the comment you made about China, I think this would be a chance for the world to hand his hat to him and send him packing.
Yeah, and I don't want to put words in his mouth. I don't know if he thinks he can win this one or not.
Well, he hasn't won much other than cramming stuff down people's throats. And trying to cram stuff down the throats of the world gets to be a little more difficult.
Now, your turn, your focus. What do you think about that which is going on in Libya? 800-510-8255. That's 800-510-TALK. Your call's coming up when the Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
If you have dark circles and under-eye bags, we have some exciting news. We want to celebrate selling our millionth jar of Hydralyze Advanced Under-Eye Cream, and we're giving away as many risk-free trials as we can in the next 24 hours. To take part in our Million Jar Celebration, call 1-800-754-6806 in the next 24 hours to find out how you can try Hydralyze free for 30 days. The clinically proven ingredients in Hydralyze visibly erase dark circles and under-eye bags, whether they're due to stress, aging, fatigue, even your diet. It works so well, we've sold 1 million jars. Now we want to celebrate by letting you try it absolutely risk-free. All celebrations have to come to an end, so this radio offer will not last forever. If you suffer from dark under-eye circles and bags, this is your chance to visibly erase them risk-free. Call now for your risk-free trial of Hydralyze. If lines are busy, call again. That's 1-800-754-6806. 1-800-754-6806.
In a military warehouse south of Washington, D.C., a USO stuffing party is in full swing. By the end of the day, volunteers will have stuffed over 10,000 USO care packages, packed them in boxes, loaded them on trucks, and sent them on their way to our soldiers in Iraq, Afghanistan, and military bases around the world. They'll stuff them full of things that most of us take for granted, but that our troops don't often have. Things like toiletries, playing cards, candy, books, little things. Little things that carry an enormous message to our troops. Little things like, thank you. Like we'll never forget you. Like we're behind you 100%. Like we love and cherish each and every one of you. Little things. We're all about the little things. We're the USO. So are you. For more information and to find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
My name's John. I've been having problems with my blood pressure for years. My doctor's tried everything without much success. I heard about Extendivite from a friend and thought, why not give it a try? It's been 3 months now. My doctor's very pleased with how my blood pressure is finally coming down. I have a lot more energy than I've had in a long time. It's working for me.
For 12 years now, I've been helping people. My name is Don Wiskin, and I want you to know Extendivite works. If you're looking for more energy, or just want to be as healthy as you can, now is the time to join the growing list of real people benefiting from Extendivite. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, continuing on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the Libyan focus continues, and then we'll see where we go with your calls at 800-510-8255. In fact, Bobby in Nashville wants to talk, and we want to listen. Go ahead, Bobby.
This is just another way for the United States to get involved in more of these quagmires we're seeing right now in Afghanistan, Iraq. We kill thousands of civilians, innocent people. We have our own brave men and women killed as soldiers and contractors. I don't really understand what's up with this Obama. Maybe he wants his own sort of victorious war as Bush tried to pull off. It doesn't work. We've seen this since Vietnam. Don't know when we're going to learn the lesson. For all the attacks, vicious attacks on Mr. Patrick Buchanan, he got one thing right. We are not the world's policemen. And I don't know what it's going to take to learn this. I guess complete, total, sort of hitting rock bottom in terms of bankruptcy. Where are the drones, the UAVs that Obama has touted so greatly and has killed so many civilians in Afghanistan? Why doesn't he bring out these unmanned aerial vehicles and use those?
You know, there are a lot of people who ask that question. Why is it that we're not using more of the unmanned vehicles and we're supposedly developing all of these things so that we have fewer and fewer people on the ground? That's a good question, Bobby. Thank you for asking it. 800-510-8255. Jeffrey in Florida, to you, sir.
I think it's a good idea that America shows that we have a white fleet out there still, the old Roosevelt type of ideology. The only thing I'm really worried about is with Senator Clinton out there, Secretary of State, and Obama always trying to create ties in the Middle East, always sending our money overseas. We're already in a debt. I'm a little worried about this becoming another bankroll for Libya in the same region. And I think it's good that we show a presence there and show them that we're there to help. But the only thing I'm worried about is how far is this going to go? How far is it going to take us away from our intended mission of a no-fly zone? I like Mattis's theory of first strike, you know, take out all the implementations that would hurt us, trying to help them.
800-510-8255. If we do go into give aid to Libya, the end. I don't know how much. Does somebody know how much aid we give to Libya at the moment, if any? 800-510-8255. Theodore calling in from Chicago with thoughts on the countdown.
I think that America should not get involved.
If we're going to get involved, it should be for humanitarian purposes only. The problem is we just came out of fighting two wars. We sent troops over in Afghanistan and Iraq. If how soon people forget that Ronald Reagan bombed Muammar Gaddafi back in the 80s. Now, who's going to pay for this? This is my only question. If we're going to get involved, who's going to foot the bill for it? We have a recession in our country. We have unemployment high. We need to be focused on America at this particular moment, because how many billions of dollars is it going to cost to go assist the people? If they want freedom, they should have the right to fight for freedom the same way America fought for freedom when we first formed our country. And we're still fighting today. So how can we get involved in someone else's problems?
You know, it's interesting, Theodore, the fighting that goes on. We always have set. This is what Eisenhower and Kennedy talked about, and others who were sage with their advice. Beware the military-industrial complex. You heard the reports this week about how for 460-some-odd billion, we could have exactly the same military presence and power as we do now for almost 700 billion. There's that much waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse. It's a big game, and we're the ones who are getting hacked. 800-510-8255. Let's see here. In North Carolina, host Brad Krantz and Britt Whitmire talked to ABC's Tom Rivers about the chaos and violence that continues in Libya this week.
Am I right here when I read that the eastern half of Libya is kind of the Wild West now, but Gaddafi has a sort of control still over the capital, Tripoli, and that's about it?
That's about it. Even his the deputy ambassador who kind of split at the U.N., representing the regime, said that certainly the east has gone to the rebels, if you will. And he said that the west, there are some pockets, as he says, it's unclear what's happening in the west. Tripoli, though, exactly, it's still in Gaddafi's hands. So yeah, he's got a smaller diminishing circle of influence, if you will, right now.
And he's showing no signs of wanting to take off and get out of there.
No, he says he'll be a martyr on his own home soil if that's the way it's going to go. So it sounds, at least his rhetoric is, he's going to stay put and fight to the last bullet, if you will.
Well, every guy always says that until they run.
Yeah.
I mean, they're never going to say, well, I'm thinking about it, I'll get back to you.
Yeah, if things turn bad, I'm out of here. They're not going to say that.
No, but, I mean, it was pretty bizarre. I remember two nights ago when he first popped up on state television, and those rumors, remember those rumors at that time, even the British Foreign Secretary in Brussels was saying, well, I'm hearing rumors he's on a plane right now to Venezuela. But he came out at that night and said, well, I'm not on my way to Venezuela, and he was shown in a vehicle with an umbrella out the window. Very bizarre, but he is, in fact, in Libya. And then a rambling speech yesterday of saying, yes, I'm going nowhere, and this was all stirred up by some outside individuals, a small group that have stirred up the kids, the youth, as he said, and they're seeing what's happening in places like Egypt, so they want to try it on here. He said it's quite natural. They're not the ones to blame. It's the people that are putting them up to this.
Yeah, Tom, the financial markets, particularly the ones in America, have just been marching up, 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 up against the old wall of worry for weeks. But it wasn't until yesterday, finally, when a country that has a lot of oil, Libya, looks like it's going up in flames here, that things started to turn south.
Well, it's kind of worrisome here, too. If you look at the big picture, Libya right now cranks out about 2% of the world oil. They've got a whole lot of untapped reserves, so that could increase if they were ever... that was ever maximized, but right now it's only 2%. But you're right, price has been shooting up here in London, shooting up in New York, and that means you're going to find it down at the gas station the next couple of days going up as well. So nothing we can really do about that, only just grumble.
Well, there is a lot we can do about it, guys. We can be doing what we should have done 30 years ago plus, and that's get away from the sources of foreign oil. You can thank Cheney and Rumsfeld pretty much for all of this and what they convinced Reagan to do. We still have no policy. Everybody's been an abject failure in this. The two Bushes, Clinton, Obama, in terms of drilling, and one announcement this week of drilling offshore or someplace, and now all the environmentalists are gone wacko. That's really what this is all about. The impact on us is the cost that it'll be for buying and using petroleum products, and what we pay for everything else that we use, because it's all affected by petroleum. In California, host Ray Appleton speaks with Irwin Kellner
who's an economist, about the impact the situation in Libya is likely to have, given what I just said. Let's talk about how the cost of oil impacts everything, in fact.
The situation in Libya has reached some chaotic stages here, and obviously that's shaking the price of oil. However, that being said, yesterday Saudi Arabia said, hey, we'll be happy to backfill any losses that you may be experiencing in the West. How true is that? And if that is true, why are we seeing such all this red ink on Wall Street?
Well, Wall Street is worried that the price of oil will continue to rise as it did a few years ago when it reached $144 a barrel in the middle of 2008. That, you may recall, was a recession year, and it was the recession that eventually drove down the price of oil, but not until there was a lot of pain in the stock market because of declining corporate sales and profits. And so what Wall Street is worried about today is a repetition of last time. Now, the Saudis are the biggest producers of oil in the Middle East, and as such, if they open up their taps, which they have indicated they will do, they could halt the rise in the price of oil and possibly bring it lower. So far, all they've said is they are prepared to do something to stem the rise in the price of oil. But a lot of the increase is panic, number one. Number two, weather-driven, you know, that generates demand for fuel oil. Number three, strength in demand from growing countries like China and other emerging markets. And number four, the earlier decline in the dollar, which boosts the price of anything denominated in dollars. So, you know, it's a very complicated situation, but obviously Saudi Arabia can and will try to do something to stem the rise.
Do you actually think that they will?
Yeah, they've done it in the past. They are the swing producer, and as long as the kingdom doesn't suffer the unrest that other countries have suffered, I believe they will do something. They can probably increase output by a million barrels a day within a day or two, and then give them another couple of weeks to prepare the rest of their oil fields, and they can double or triple that.
We're seeing these dictatorships fall left, right, and center in the Middle East. This is a monarchy in Saudi Arabia, although some people still may want to call it a dictatorship, and it very well could be. Is there any worry to think that the Saudis may be on this hit list to be next in line to fall?
Well, I mean, you know, there's always uncertainty, but in my view, Saudi Arabia takes far better care of its citizens than these other countries because it's a wealthier country, number one. Number two, the Saudi royal family is so big and widespread that it is really a major part of the country itself. So while nobody can tell what this unprecedented uprising in the Middle East can eventually lead to, my guess and certainly my hope is that Saudi Arabia will emerge intact.
Erwin Kellner talking on a talk radio program. We're on the hunt for more information and more calls from you at 800-510-8255. The web, say it again, Doug, rebels holding off Gaddafi forces, militias are growing, people are turning, changing sides. It's really an interesting, it's a saga, it's sort of like a soap opera, and the only people who are the victims other than the Libyans are the people who use oil products, and the speculators are having a field day. That's really what this is about. It's 44 minutes past the hour on the countdown.
I just saved on my favorite
diapers, so I bought my baby a new
chainsaw, and they marked down the best nail
polish. Two for the price of one.
People love to talk about great deals, and if you talk to your neighbors, some of them are bound to tell you about State Farm. Thanks to discounts of up to 40%, switching to State Farm could save you hundreds. No wonder 40 million drivers trust State Farm. That's more drivers than Geico and Progressive combined. So ask a neighbor, then go to discountdoublecheck.com or call 1-800-STATE-FARM. Discount percentage and availability may vary by state.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Holt Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on Toshiba LCD HD TVs. Rent to own with no credit needed and no long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
My grandfather got me started collecting coins when I was very young. And after all these years, I still get a special kick out of holding a classic U.S. gold coin in my hand. After all, Millions of them were melted down during the Depression, so a classic U.S. gold coin is really hard to find these days. But now the New York Mint is releasing a small hoard of classic U.S. gold coins that was recently discovered in the vault of a bank in Paris, France, of all places. All of them are uncirculated and over 100 years old. Well, I had to call. I mean, who knows when they'll ever find a collection of gold coins like this again. And once they're gone, they're gone. So, if you want to get your hands on a classic U.S. gold coin, you better call now.
Don't miss your chance to own a valuable piece of American history. For free historical information and free collector's DVD, call now. 1-800-914-1029. That's 1-800-914-1029. 1-800-914-1029.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
Live from Progressive.
Soul again, talking about something dear to my heart.
Saving money.
And we have Marcy.
Hi, can I really find other car insurance companies' rates on Progressive.com?
Sure can. It makes rate shopping fast and saving as easy as pie.
Oh, it's got to be easier than that. Ever tried making a pecan pie?
It can get soupy.
Visit Progressive.com to compare rates and start saving today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Comparison rates not available in Massachusetts and certain other states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome to Ask the Mermaid. We have Bobby on line one.
Hello?
Well, hello, Bobby. What's your question?
Why do you say chicken of the sea is the best tuna?
Because it tastes great.
Why?
Because chicken of the sea tuna has a fresh, delicate flavor.
Why?
Because we want your whole family to love it.
Why?
Oh, no. I think we lost Bobby.
Ask any mermaid you happen to see. What's the best tuna? Chicken of the sea.
800-510-8255. Our focus is on Libya and the connection it has to the rest of the world and our involvement in the situation. Bob's listening in Leesburg, Virginia. You're on the air, Bob. Please go ahead on the countdown. All right, so we need to go to Jay. Jay, are you there? I guess not. Okay, let's go to Floyd, who's in Butler, Tennessee. He's a veteran.
Military-wise, I've been in the Bay of Pigs, I've been in the Cuban blockade, I've been in Vietnam. And I'm telling you, war is pitiful. We've got no business in it. This is all spin. And I'd like to see the veterans stand up and be against war. They make me sick because they want it. The old veterans know war is no good.
Yeah, that's true. We've got too much of it. Bob, Floyd, you need to get together with a lot of your friends and have a march on Washington. 800-510-8255. Right, let's try Jay in Lexington, Kentucky. You there, Jay?
Yes, I am. Good morning, sir.
How do you do?
Not too bad. Hey, I don't think the Obama administration wants to do a whole lot in Libya. So the main reason, I think, is so he can push his agenda on these ridiculous high-speed rails and windmills all over the place and electric cars.
What is that going to do with Libya?
Well, what that has to do with the oil prices, and even though Saudi Arabia said that they would fulfill the losses, look at the price of oil right now. I mean, I drive semi. My fuel bill's over $2,200 a week. Mm-hmm. And
Is it your rig or an independent?
I am independent.
All right, so how are you passing the cost along to your customers, and what are they saying? At $2,200, your average, I would bet, before all this started was $1,400 to $1,800 a week.
Right,
so you've got another $400 or $500 a week in expenses. How are you passing that on to your customers who are passing it on to their customers who are passing, you know, it just goes downhill.
Well, yeah, it's going to be a trickle-down effect across the country. I mean, you're going to see loaves of bread go up to $5, gallons of milk will head up, you know, $8-$9 a gallon, and steak will be $20 a pound. Maybe the American public will get the message then, but Obama should be pulling all these moratoriums and letting these people drill. Let's get off this foreign oil kick.
All right, sir. 800-510-8255 on the countdown.
Going solar for cheap is as easy as 1, 2, 3. If you want to go solar but thought the setup costs were too high, now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch our introduction video at 123cheapsolarvideo.com. The video is free, but it won't last long. Save money on electric bills and get off the grid. Go to 123cheapsolarvideo.com right now. Our website again is 123cheapsolarvideo.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
More talk radio callers, more talk radio opinion, talk radio, talk television in the focus. This is the Talk Radio Review, the hot hits in the world of news talk, radio, and television. And I believe, Scott, it's your turn from Sunnyvale, California. You're on the Countdown Live, sir.
Hello there.
Hi.
One possibility would be to use what we're using in Afghanistan and Pakistan is drones.
Yeah, somebody was talking about that earlier when I asked the question.
It wouldn't require any Americans, any troops on the ground.
Yeah. They have been perfected. They're certainly using them a lot in Iraq, and they're using them elsewhere.
Yeah. It wouldn't give the onus of foreign, quote, invaders on the ground, which is one of the big issues over there.
You're right about that. All right, so we'll see if somebody wakes up to that reality. Thanks for the call. Here's a talk radio caller from Liberia with thoughts on how to handle Gaddafi.
I am visiting from Liberia. I'm on my way to Venezuela on a labor conference. But as an African, I am particularly resentful of the United States just flexing her muscle everywhere around the world. There is a better way of doing this. If the people of Libya are no longer interested in having Gaddafi as their leader, let them handle him. A few weeks ago, we just saw what happened in Egypt. How was it possible that the Egyptians did it without running all over the place as refugees and seeking help, seeking financial aid and refuge, all that kind of stuff? They were able to plan it. They need to plan it and do it and do it well. The problem with a no-fly zone is that first you have to bomb the place. Do you know what happens when you drop bombs? I have been to the Iraqi capital. I was there before coming here. The whole country is destroyed. You can hardly find drinking water or electricity in Baghdad. It's terrible what the United States did there. The whole place is divided by concrete bricks. Few black. It's an ugly sight to behold when you go to Baghdad. The neighborhood is terrible. What the United States should do is they should, their army military ship that is headed towards Tripoli or in the Mediterranean, they should get out their citizens. Those that want to leave, let them leave. But we Africans need to handle this. And I am particularly sick of we African people who always run to the Europeans and the Americans for help. We can't build our own infrastructure. We can't maintain our school system. We have all the resources, but we are still the poorest people around. I am tired of it. Let us handle it. Let the Libyan handle it.
I bet that he expresses a lot of what people feel. 800-510-8255. Henry's in Spartanburg, South Carolina. More thoughts. It's your turn. It's your time, Henry.
who made America the great policeman of the world? And a nation that is constantly involved in war, and every time you look around, it's becoming sickening that we ask the question, did President Obama act quick enough, you know? Or should America send in military action? And the fact is that most of the uprisings that we see, America in the past has been complicit with the dictators on behalf of corporations who have went in and pillaged those people and everything. And so now, you know, it's act like we see in Wisconsin some of the same things. America, some of this is coming to our own shores, that we see the people of the of our own nation fighting against these same corporate interests that our government has propped up. And I was listening just this weekend, and I'll be very brief, that China has uprisings in China, but they are so repressive that they just clamp them down. And you hear nothing about that in mainstream America. It's like, you know, we're depending on China to help us enforce the no-fly zone over there with our military, and China is just as abusive to their people as Muammar Gaddafi. And nobody's saying anything about that. As a matter of fact, we are depending on them to help keep propping up our government through buying our bonds and loans and everything. And they are perhaps the most repressive nation in the whole universe. And nobody says anything, but we want to go and, you know, Gaddafi was our friend up until, you know, the people started uprising, and now he's this great enemy. So great America, who manufactures nothing but the military-industrial complex, tanks and planes, we have to send our military over there when we've been at a perpetual war now in Afghanistan and Iraq now for going on 10 years, and we act like we are the great policemen of the world.
Michael.
I've been following this fairly closely through the newspaper and TV, all media. And it seems to me that, from what I've heard, that Libya contributes about 2% to the world oil supply. And the majority of that goes to Europe. I really don't see how they're a threat to us or why we should intervene in their problems. I think the Libyan people can take care of it themselves. Unfortunately, in all revolutions, people die. But I just don't feel like we should get involved in it, because we already are extended so deeply in other areas financially that we shouldn't be leaving this debt for our children and grandchildren. And I think we should stay hands off.
Here we have some more thoughts on Libya fighting for freedom. 59 past the hour on the countdown.